Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. If you're listening to my voice this morning, that means we made it a brand new day. That's why I want to give all glory, honor, and adoration to the Maker of the Universe, our Sustainer, our Provider, our Defender, our Protector. Let's just imagine all the battles, seen and unseen, that has occurred through the night. But the Lord, in His infinite mercy, was there to just look after us. He's the God that neither sleeps nor slumber. Today, we want to say thank you, Jesus. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is the first time of joining us this morning, I would like to specially welcome you. Would love to sing to welcome you, but we do not have sufficient time on this show. But I'd just like to say welcome. And if you've been very frequent on this show and you've been inviting people, I would like to specially appreciate it. Well, this morning also, I would like you to share this link with somebody. Just invite somebody to this platform to join the show today. Today is the 11th day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's the beginning of the weekend. And we'll be looking at a topic that says, You Must Avoid Curses, Part 2. We looked at Part 1 yesterday. You must avoid curses. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 31 from our Open Heaven Manual. Aim 31. Yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 36 to 38. Genesis from verse 36 to 38. Our memory verse today is taken from Numbers chapter 23, verse 8, which says, How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord had not defied? Let's take it together one more time. Numbers chapter 23, verse 8. How shall I curse whom God had not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom God has not defiled? Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis 3, from verse 6 to 19. Genesis 3, from verse 6 to 19. From verse 6 it says, So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave me to be with, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception in pain. You shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, you have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat it.' Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles. It shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust. Out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, when you check through the scriptures and you see the impact of God's curse on any person or group of people, if you are wise, you will do anything possible to ensure God doesn't get angry with you at all. The power of a blessing or a curse is dependent on the spiritual authority of the fellow who is placing the blessing or curse. Since God is higher than the highest, a curse from him is so potent that nothing can break the curse except God himself. Since there is no remedy to a curse from God, any wise fellow will avoid anything that will make God curse him or her. Since God placed the curse on the ground after the fall of Adam in Genesis chapter 3 verse 17, man has had to toil and sweat on it with limited returns. I pray that you will make it to the millennial reign of Christ, because by then, we will be having robust harvest monthly and not the little yearly harvest we are having now, according to Revelation 22 from verse 2 to 3. If you read the story of Cain in Genesis 4 from verse 9 to 15, you will notice the moment God cursed him, everyone he encountered wanted to harm him, even without provocation. When you read the scriptures and come across something that God forbids or that would attract the curse from him, you should stay away from such a thing. For example, he said in Malachi 3 from verse 8 to 10 that those who don't pay their tithe are robbing God, and they will attract the curse on themselves. Even without the promise of overflowing blessings for paying your tithe, the curse alone should make you pay your tithes faithfully. Also in Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 15 to 20, God said that if the children of Israel did not hearken to his voice and obey his commandments, certain curses shall come upon them and overtake them. This is why you must ensure that you are living a life that is in total obedience to God's commandments and principles. Lastly, when you meet a true Christian, a descendant of Abraham, by faith, don't try to place a curse on such a fellow, because the result will be that you will attract God's curse on yourself. According to Genesis 12, verse 3, beloved, God's curses are very terrible and they are irreversible, except if he has mercy on you. Do all you can to avoid God's curses. Today's Open Heaven comes as a key point that says, stay away from anything that can attract a curse from God. Stay away from anything that can attract a curse from God. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefathersradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotion. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share today. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station every morning, still on www.praisefathersradio.com. And you can download our mobile app, which is free, of course. This is for you to enjoy all our amazing shows easily while on the go. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.